Welcome to the Adults Corner,
where nothing's off limits.
We're going to discuss
masturbation,
anal,
butthole foreplay,
BDSM,
sex.
No, we need to make that clear. I do not like things in my butthole.
Can I just start with a burp? That's my introduction. Do you reckon there's some people that like are listening that have a burp fetish?
Definitely.
Anyways, welcome back to the Adult Corner. Should I say g'day for anyone who's not Australian?
Yeah, g'day.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, how's it going?
How's it going?
What are you doing this arvo?
I'm sipping on a wine.
Sipping on a Passion by Punk's red drop today.
Yes, it's so good. Anyways, I get Chloe lit every podcast, so she like relaxes and spills even more juicier stories.
And I have to stumble home.
But today, I am the one that has the juicy story from the weekend.
Tell us about what you got up to this weekend with me.
No, you were there. But like now, because last episode we discussed kinks and fetishes and a lot of your stories. As we mentioned on the third episode, that I was going to watch you at work or with a client, which I was really nervous about. Like on the day, I was so nervous. I tried to vlog it. I really did. I'm really not much of a vlogger, guys, but I got some all right content. And I was like super sweaty. My hands were shaking. I was like, you were nervous too on the day though.
I was very nervous. I'm always nervous before any session, no matter how many times I've seen them. I think, but nerves can also be mistaken for excitement. So I always start a session off really shaky. Like I couldn't hold my feet to the floor. They were shaking so much because I hadn't seen this fellow in probably like 2 years, I'd say. And I was really, really excited for the session as well. And of course, there's a level of I don't want to disappoint this guy. I want to give him like a really, really good session because he's paying like a very high price too. Yeah. So I want to be the best I absolutely can be. So I put a little bit of pressure on myself to perform. And I think that's why the anxiety comes through. But about 5-10 minutes into it, I settle down and it's all gravy after that. Everything flows. Mm. What do you think? Did you think?
Well, you didn't come across nervous at all. And neither did Master.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Master.
Master Malik.
Master Malik.
Yeah.
See, I only know his real name. That's why I was like, I don't know what to say.
Master. Master.
Master. Okay, Master, we're going to refer to him as.
Okay.
It was pretty exciting. So, of course, you got there early to the hotel. Like, I was there an hour before he was meant to arrive.
So I always show up like a 2 hours, hour before just to set up the space. And I really like to get a feel for the room and sort of like disperse my energy throughout it and visualize the steps I'm going to take in the session, like what I'm going to do first, what activities I'm going to do throughout the session until the end. So when I get there, I set up all my toys and equipment so it's easily accessible.
This is a lot of toys and equipment, I have to point out. So I did film this, how the room was set up, like walked through the room and showed like all the toys that you had laid out on the desk because I've compiled it to put on TikTok. Since we started, our TikTok has grown. If you're not following us, follow us. It's The Adult Corner on TikTok. We've grown like 10K in like 3 days. People are loving it.
One of our videos has, it's not on The Adult Corner, it's on your private TikTok, which is CherryDana27, I believe, VIP.
Yeah.
CherryDana27 VIP. The first video we put up there of My Dominatrix Friend series got 1.3 million views.
No, it's at 1.4 today.
1.4. So it continues to grow.
And that's of Chloe and me being apparently, guys, I've learned through this that I am a massive brat.
You're the biggest fucking brat I've ever met. I've never met a bigger brat than you.
It's just because I'm funny.
Yeah. You keep saying
like
that.
I am so funny. I just don't like being told what to do. Mate, I give good banter. I reckon I give better banter than half your other brats that you've had over the years.
Well, I don't get brats.
Why?
I don't
get
them.
Am I your first brat?
Well, we've never had a formal session before.
Thank God for that. I don't think that's ever going to happen either. I licked your shoe once and you walked me around and you spanked me. We recorded that video. That's on my OnlyFans. We did a live stream, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a live stream of that session. That was pretty fucking funny, I have to say. Like, even when I watch it back, I'm like, God, I need to get clips of that video and put it on TikTok.
What did you lick off my shoe? Tell everyone.
No, whipped cream. And then I made my dog help me too because I was like,
George,
I can't have that much dairy. I would literally have to go shit myself if I have dairy. So I was like, George, take some for the team. But anyways, let's go back to the session. Firstly, let's start with how much this toy, because you referred to him as Toy.
Yes.
On the weekend. He doesn't have a name. His name is Toy.
Yep.
So how much your toy paid for a session with you and Master?
Okay, so he inquired about a cuckold session with humiliation, foot worship, impossible tasks, and to pleasure Master and eat his cum. So it was a cum eating session.
This was the part that I was really nervous about because we all know I have a fear of cum. Mm-hmm. Which I think, Chloe, you need to cure me in the next episode and do some NLP or something on my fear of cum. Because maybe this is why I'm not having much sex or hooking up with people, because I'm just like, nah, nah.
Yeah, you're very open about I don't suck dick.
100%. I watched Chloe suck dick on the weekend. She sucks good dick. And you know what's even more embarrassing? I watched the toy suck dick on weekend and he gives better head than me. I'm like, I need to book some sessions with the toy. Like, fuck.
Yeah, well, the toy ended up giving me extra for the session. So he tipped me, I think it was about $1,400 for the hour and a half. For myself and Master. Well, that's my average rate. My hourly rate is about $600 to $800 per hour, depending on the activities
that you're doing.
That we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, from my point of view, what I imagined before experiencing this was completely different to what I experienced. And I was really nervous.
How did you think it was going to go?
I'm very protective of my energy, and you know I'm very like hesitant to be in certain places around certain people because I'm very vulnerable to...
You're very empathetic and you can feel the energies of other people and you take that on. Then you have to spend money and spend your own energy and time clearing that from your own energetic field. So you try and place yourself in really positive energy fields.
Yeah.
So you were feeling a bit apprehensive about what kind of energies were going to be in the room with my session.
100%. I thought, oh, there's going to be a lot of sexual dirty energy, a lot of trauma. That's what I was anticipating energy-wise. And then I actually thought I wouldn't be able to sit through the whole session and that I would vomit or like gag, like dry reach kind of laugh or do something that would make this toy feel very uncomfortable. And I was kind of worried about that because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Even though you said, it's funny, he would like it. And I'm like, but I feel so bad. Like, I felt so bad for him. Even sometimes when I was watching him get hurt, I was like, oh, that's enough. Like, don't do that. No, it's going to hurt him. And I think I was the one sitting there saying banana, which was a safe word. And I was like, banana, banana, banana.
Let's just say he only said banana once.
Yeah, he did. He's so polite.
He's very polite.
I have to say my first experience was great because I think he was a brilliant first-time experience. Like, he was so polite. He was so respectful. And to be honest, after everything I witnessed, which we will get into, everything that you did to this poor toy.
Love poor toy.
He loved it.
Privileged, blessed toy.
Privileged, blessed toy that... I have to say it was a great experience. I didn't look at him any differently even after the session when you were doing a aftercare with him and we were just sitting there having a normal conversation. It's almost like I forgot what I had just witnessed his body go through. It wasn't dirty. It wasn't anything. If anything, I have described it afterwards as almost being a therapy session with like a doctor-like procedure because there were so many safety kind of procedures and...
Yeah, safety precautions.
Both of you checked in with him so much and I was just like, oh, like he's being very vulnerable, but everyone in the room was like really respectful of like each other.
Yeah, you said it felt like a mummy daddy type nurturing session.
Yeah, which, like you were
caring. Which is exactly what it was. Yeah, it was very caring, loving, warm energy yeah. of a session.
Like, I think I yawned a few times because, like, when you're not partaking in something and you have to sit there for,
did you get bored?
Well, I didn't get bored, but, like, to be honest, I really wanted to throw Skittles in his asshole, and I was going to be like, can I have a go? And I
thought, I wish you did, because I didn't think you wanted to participate with that.
Oh, was it throwing Skittles in the... What did you put in his asshole?
We could have done that.
You know how much I like other people's assholes, just not my asshole. Nothing goes in my butt, but I could have thrown Skittles in there.
We'll have to line up another session where we do that. So I put a speculum... Yeah. In his butt. So if you don't know what a speculum is, women go
get a pap smear.
When they go and get pap smears, they have this little plastic device that is inserted into the vagina, and it opens the vagina so the gynecologist can have a really good look inside and do a thorough swab. So we put a speculum in his asshole yeah. to keep it open and gaped.
Yeah.
And then we played an impossible game where me and Master then threw Skittles into his asshole from a distance.
I have to say, I tested half the packet of Skittles before we did this because I was like, I fucking love Skittles. I didn't eat them off the floor though, the ones that came out of that. No, I didn't.
Yeah, so we threw, yeah, we were throwing the Skittles in his ass from a distance. And then every one that we missed, we would punish him for because we would say, Toy, you didn't catch it. Even though there was no way he could catch it because his arms and legs were tied behind his head.
This poor guy was like full up, asshole up in the air. But like he was sitting on this like therapeutic kind of style chair.
Yeah, it was like an S-shaped lounge chair.
Yeah. Yeah, and his arms and legs were up, like he was being hung on like a spit kind of fire. Like he was like a spit, yeah. but laying in a chair with his arms and legs up.
Yeah.
And his full asshole bed.
Yeah.
I got some good photos and videos that day on his phone.
Do you want to tell them how we punished him?
Oh,
for not catching it?
First.
Okay, go ahead.
Because first, you can't just, like, I want to talk about the preparation that it took to get the spectrum in his butthole.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you just tied him up and shoved it in his butthole. There was actually quite a lengthy kind of procedure that was taken to warm up his butthole. It's not just like bend over and stick it in. Like
that would be very uncomfortable and unsafe.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm full anti nothing goes in my butt. Until what I saw on the weekend, I was like, oh, there's a fucking procedure for sticking things in your asshole. Like you started by warming up with like putting a vibrator on his gooch, mm-hmm. in his asshole. They're two different things.
Yes, yes, a gooch and an asshole are two different things.
Yeah, I'm just confirming that so yeah. I don't sound like the full blonde.
So the gooch is the space between the asshole and the balls.
Yeah, that's a fun spot if you stroke it, right?
I love that spot. It's a good spot. You can stimulate the prostate externally by rubbing and putting pressure on that area.
Like as if you're rubbing an iPhone button?
No, you don't feel the prostate at all. Yeah. It's just like massaging that soft pad
that
space.
That soft skin, yeah.
Stimulates the prostate gland and can make a man achieve a really, really intense, pleasurable orgasm. And that's a little orgasm hack there.
Sometimes I wish I was a dude so I can experience this.
Yeah, I'd love that too.
Yeah, I really would.
So
I probably wouldn't let you put a spectrum. Spectrum?
Speculum.
Speculum. In my butthole and throw Skittles at me, but I would let you rub my gooch if I was a dude. Wait, can I just describe what Chloe was wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go through that. So Chloe was wearing like a two-piece that kind of wrapped around, joined in the center.
I'm wearing it now.
Well, not really. You've got a skirt and a top on over the top.
Yeah, so it's like a one-piece leotard that covers my breasts, my forearms. It's like G-string style and it reveals my belly.
Yeah.
Heels, thigh-high stockings and like a strappy garter belt with a bra over the top.
Full G-string, bare bum.
Full G-string, bare
bum. I got
bum.
It on camera. Master was wearing jeans and a kind of midriff
crop top
t-shirt.
And a leather vest and leather boots.
So I was sitting in a chair in the corner of the room.
Like a good girl.
And Master was sitting on the side of the bed farthest from the door. That was where we were when Toy arrived and knocked on the door and you greeted him. She opened the door. They said hi. Chloe made him get down.
On his hands and knees.
On his hands and knees. Did you make him kiss your feet?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a lot of that went on.
Kiss my feet, hello.
Oh, my God. Did you slap him in the face at the door?
Yeah.
Ha! She slapped him so many times. I was like, oh,
hard too, but he likes it.
Yeah, I know, because he kept getting hard every time you slapped him.
He was like, Yeah. I think it was a good stress relief for him.
Probably.
Being slapped in the face. I think that released a lot of tension. At least that was my interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, based off his reaction after I did it.
Yeah. And I was a bit nervous because I was like, oh, it's going to be awkward. He's going to look at me. But you told him he wasn't allowed to look at me. And he obeyed that rule the whole session. He never looked at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this isn't his first rodeo.
He's a very subservient, submissive.
Yeah.
Very obedient.
He's very polite.
Yeah.
You kind of walked him in. Well, he crawled in.
Yes, he crawled in.
And you brought him into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought him around to the end of the bed. And he had his back to me and you were facing him. You kind of asked him some questions as to whether he had cleaned himself, if he needed to have a shower. What else did you ask him?
Did you bring cash?
Oh, yeah, she got money from him. Okay, people need to know that you always collect money before you do a service.
Yeah. And if you go to see a sex worker, bring cash, because he made a very terrible mistake the first time we saw him, that he didn't bring cash and he had to leave, go get cash, and then come back. And it was just like a waste
that
of time.
That cuts in to your time.
Yeah.
I want to make that very clear. Then you collected all the cash. You made him count it all out in front of you and put it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made him go give Master's cut to him. And then you took your cut. And then
he kissed Master's boots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did that. And then he had to go in, crawl in and have a shower.
Yep.
And make sure he was clean.
Yep. And then while he was in the shower, we turned the music up and giggled. And we're like, oh, my God, he's gotten cuter since the last time we saw him. He had, like, a really well-cut mullet.
Yeah.
And I thought that was adorable on him. It really suited him.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is.
Like, he's cute. I thought, oh, this is definitely Chloe's type. After you come out of the shower, you undressed him.
I did undress him. I started to remove his clothes, and then he was like, Mistress, like, I need to have a shower. And then I
yeah,
was
that's
like,
a bit
and
cute.
Then I said, you should have come prepared. I should slap you in the face. And he was like, oh, please do. And then I slapped him in the face really hard. And then he crawled into the shower, had a shower. He came back inside the room with his pants on. And I was like, you are so silly.
And then him again.
And took his pants off. And then told him his purpose for the session, that
yep.
he was a very smart, intelligent special toy, and that our smart, intelligent special toy wears a special toy uniform.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this. She dressed him as a chick.
Not as a chick.
It was a topless bralette, so where you put it on and it's missing the actual material to cover like the nipple
so
area.
So it's like a bra
boobs.
Harness.
He wore that, and he wore like a full body stocking that had a hole, so it was a crutchless body stocking. And this guy's body is a bit bigger than your body that
he's
the stocking is made for.
6'3".
Yeah, he's quite tall and we are quite short.
We're
so
tiny.
You actually put it on him upside down. You put his arms on his legs and had to break holes in them.
Yeah, I know. That was a bit embarrassing.
No, half the time you can't tell with those bloody fishnet outfits anyways.
No.
But this is also the point where you told him what the safe word was.
Banana.
Banana.
Yes.
We decided that because there was a banana sitting next to the bed.
Yeah, I was going to chew that banana up and then feed it to him like a baby bird.
Oh God, I'm so glad we didn't do that.
We didn't actually get around to that because we were too busy with other shenanigans.
Before we actually started, there was this, what's that probey thing called?
The stinger.
A stinger, which I let Chloe sting me one time only, guys, because I'm such a pussy.
The electro toy called the stinger.
She stung me with it. It's on TikTok. You can watch that video.
It's like a human version of a cattle prod.
Yes, poor dude. He got stung so many times. Oh, it's just like, holy shit. You said you stung him on the balls.
I did sting him on the balls many times. After we dressed him up
yep.
In his toy uniform, I moved him onto the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I laid him on his back and then I tied his legs behind his head again. This is where we warm up his ass for later.
Yes, wait, I want to make it clear. How many pairs of gloves did you use at all times?
I use a lot of gloves and I layer gloves. So yeah. I'll put on 2 to 3 pairs of medical gloves
yep.
while I do any type of like anal play or like where I'm exposed to fluids.
Yeah.
Just to keep myself safe and themselves safe.
Yeah.
So nothing's contaminated. And so I'll put the condomed butt plug in,
yeah,
and have three layers of gloves on. And then when I put that in, I'll take a layer off.
Yeah.
So I've got clean hands again.
Yeah.
And then I can move around his body. And if I accidentally touch fluids again, then I can take off that layer of gloves and still be protected and not have to waste time continuing to,
yeah,
put more gloves on.
But before you put the first butt plug in, you asked him if he had prepared at home himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, when was the last time that you had anything in your butt? And he said,
yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday. So he was obviously warming himself up for us. So,
yeah.
He
could. Is that what they're meant to do?
They don't have to. I do request that they eat lightly for a couple of days before the session and go to a chemist, and you can get one-use enemas, or you can go to a sex shop and buy reusable fleet enemas, or you can get the ones that attach to your shower, which are a bit more hardcore and industrial.
On this note, I have an enema that's been sitting at home, which I've never ever done before in my whole entire life. And I'm like, Chloe, you've got to help me do my first one. And I said, let's do it on a podcast. I'll take an enema. You should see Nikki's face right now. Nikki, the producer's like.
And I've told you, like, no, we can't do it on the podcast because you're going
to. You said yes to it.
I mean, like, we could, but you're going to shit on the floor. I know you will.
Nikki's pissing herself laughing right now.
She will shit on the floor because the type of
enema. Can we put it in a container and sell it after that, though? That's my question.
You need to.
I'm okay with that. I'll bring a shovel.
I do have a buyer that would.
Yes.
I do have a buyer that would.
Okay, so except we're going to do an enema on a podcast and then sell my shit if it goes on the floor.
Because the type of – the type
Nikki is pissing herself.
The type of enema that I got for you is a bag enema. So they use those in hospitals, right? And so it can empty out, like I think, 2 liters into your ass.
Holy shit.
So and
that's
if
a
we,
lot of shit coming out of my ass.
Yeah, but – if you're doing it for the first time, you're probably not even going to get a quarter of that liquid in. When you're doing it for the first time, it's just like a little bit that goes in and you will feel very uncomfortable, you'll feel very full, and you'll need to run to the toilet. However, you need to administer the enema lying down. So if you've never done it before, like you sitting up and using your stomach muscles, that could push the water out. So you'll definitely shit on the floor. That's why I told you when we
How
do it.
How much shit on the floor though? Like liquidy?
I don't know what your butthole is capable of.
we need my butthole has issues, guys.
We need to do it right next to a toilet so you don't have to, like, run there. Because I'm a seasoned enema, like, taker.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
And I can take, like, 1 liter up there and, like, sometimes, like, I'm 30 centimetres from the toilet and, like, just me getting up, like, it leaks the water out.
Look, no matter if we record it or if we don't record it, I'm going to have to get up and it's going to probably leak out of my asshole. So, like, does it make a difference?
I don't know. It's just whether you're going to be embarrassed about it or not.
But the amount of things I've already said on this podcast, you're worried about water dripping out of my asshole when I said last episode how constipated I was
you're
and I gave birth to a baby's ass. I mean a baby's arm.
You're going
to
feel
That's
so
how constipated I was.
Fresh and clean and full of energy afterwards.
Yeah, how great's that?
Your belly is so flat after a good clean out. That's why
I'm
semi-addicted. But you can't do it too often, otherwise your muscles inside you get lazy.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't. I'm just looking at one time because I feel like there's a lot of people out there that haven't had an enema either and that would be interested in the experience.
Yeah.
It's not exactly something you find on YouTube.
We could always go to a colonic clinic,
yeah,
and get professionals to do it for us and, like, get a belly massage at the same time.
We can't film that.
Why not? We could ask permission. We could call ahead.
No, it's not the same. This is – you're professional at this.
Yes, so
– just do it on the floor. I prefer you to watch my shit come out my bum than, like, some random lady. I stick a lot of things in people's bums. You can watch my shit come out my ass. Anyways, let's get back
Going back to the session. So, yes, he prepared himself. He fucked himself beforehand, so he was nice and loose and warm for me. I stuck this very, very cute pink butt plug in his ass, and I thought his ass was going to swallow it. Like, he took it all the way, and then I could just feel, like, the vacuous void that was his intestines just sucking up the plug. But thankfully, the end of the plug had, like, a ring on it, so I tied a string around the loop part of the butt plug yeah. and then around his cock and balls.
Yeah, because he wanted CBT.
He wanted CBT, which is cock and ball torture. But I did it very, very lightly because he hadn't had any experience with it and his balls were very sensitive. So all I did was got a shoelace and tied it around and split the balls so the blood stays in the cock and balls. And yeah. then like I gave it a few light flicks, but that was the extent of the cock and ball torture. So yeah, so he had that butt plug in for a lot of the time until we took it out and put the speculum in. But in that time where he was wearing the butt plug, we played a really, really fun game with him. We got him on the floor and hands and knees, and I tied his ankles and his wrists together, so making it extra challenging for him. And then we got
yeah.
an empty coffee cup and placed it on the arch of his back.
No, and this impossible task, we call it.
Yes.
Because it was so mean. I actually came up with the idea to handcuff his arms and his feet.
Yeah.
And get him on four. Because yeah. I was like...
You're a sadist.
No, because Chloe made me... No, because Chloe tied my hands together. And that's why I was like, I struggled to crawl with my hands tied together. Let's tie his hands and feet together.
Mm-hmm. So we told him to start on one side of the room. And then his job was to get from that side of the room to the table of fun with all the toys on
yep.
it. And he had 20 seconds to get there without... dropping the coffee cup sure. from his back. And
he dropped it quite a fair bit.
He dropped it quite a fair bit, but we weren't helpful at all. We got that electro toy called the Stinger. Yeah. While he's about halfway to the table, I stung his balls with the Stinger. So yeah, he dropped it on purpose.
His balls.
His nipples.
Zapped him everywhere, I think.
Yeah. And it was hilarious, wasn't it? And we were like...
Oh, God. No, yeah. I was the only one not laughing. I was like... And both of you were laughing at him and you're like...
Not good enough.
Yeah.
And then I kicked him in the ass, and I said, you have 20 seconds to get there. So he tried that maybe about 5 times.
No, he did make it to 19 seconds though, because he had to do it like 3 or 4 times.
And then he dropped it.
Yeah, because you kept stinging, stinging, stinging.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you nearly completed the task.
I don't play fair.
And then that's when we sat him in the chair.
No, before we had him tied... down with the speculum, he worshipped my feet.
Oh my God, yuck, I remember this. Yeah, this so, was kind of a yuck
so
moment.
So after the impossible task, I had him on...
No, wait, I want to explain this. Okay, because she was sitting on Master's lap mm-hmm. and she made him open his mouth for worship, and you were so... I was like, oh my God, don't hurt his mouth. Don't do that. She put her whole foot, like, not her whole foot, but like all 5 of her toes...
All the way in his throat.
All the way in, and was like kind of jamming them in there so he would suck on them. And I was like, oh no, he's going to hurt. He gagged a few times. And I was like, oh, it's too rough, don't hurt him. Don't cut the inside of his mouth with your toenails. Your little webbed toes. Watching him suck on your webbed toes, I was like... Oh. Fuck.
He sucked yuck. On my heels before he sucked on my toes. But
yuck.
Yeah, so that was fun. He gave them a very nice thorough clean with his mouth and his tongue.
Well, he sure did. Oh my God, the thought of it makes me want
to gag. That was blowjob training to like train his gag reflex so he wouldn't do it.
There is not a chance in hell, mate. If I say teach me how to suck good dick like you do, if you said start with my feet, I'd be like, this fat fucking chance, mate. Not a chance in hell am I sucking your feet for dick sucking practice.
Well, I couldn't trick you, could I?
No!
So, yeah, so what...
I would at least do your fingers.
After the foot worship, we mm-hmm. moved him on to that very comfortable, relaxing, S-shaped recliner chair.
Yeah.
We tied his hands and feet up above his head, so his ass was facing the sun.
He was like this.
So Dana's laying in the chair right now, and she's just about to...
Like this! I'm really not that flexible, but yeah, his butt was more up. So he was full like this. With that thing there, and then Chloe was throwing Skittles into his butthole.
Yeah, so Dana just put her... legs over her head and pretended I was throwing Skittles in her butthole.
Yeah, what a game.
That was good. And how did we punish him when he didn't catch the Skittles?
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
The leather paddle. So every time
on his butt. Yeah.
Every time he missed a Skittle, we would flog him really hard with the leather paddle.
On his butt.
And we made him say thank you. each time.
Oh, thank you, master, and thank you, mistress.
We forgot to mention how I caned his ass.
Mate, you caned his feet.
I didn't. Master did.
I tried to film a few videos without actually filming the visual, just the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I got you sitting on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he was full suffocating. It was actually pretty fucking funny because he's like, I can't really breathe.
I was wearing panties.
Yeah, you were wearing panties and you full sat on him. What were you doing at the time?
I just sat on his face because he asked for breath play and
he was struggling to breathe, I'll tell you that much.
He was tied up so he couldn't move.
Yeah.
He couldn't get me off. So I was sitting on his face and I was pinching his nipples and I was tickling him, tickling the sides of his body, tickling his feet. And then Master got the cane out and started caning his feet.
Oh, you sat on his face during that.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I recorded some of that. Like, yeah, I did.
And it was hilarious because he was trying to breathe and it was making like fart sounds.
When Chloe got up off his face, he was like, and I was like, holy shit, I think he just nearly died.
Like, what a wonderful way to die.
Fuck, suffocated by Chloe's ass. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would love to die that way. But I did post the sound to that on TikTok today. Oh, what did you say in the video?
He was like, I can't breathe. And I was like, oh, you can't breathe. That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
And then suffocate. And I was just like, it's just on my face that looks like Mrs. Potato Head in that video. It's a pretty funny video. Watch it. It'll get like a million views on my potato head.
So what did we do after we finished playing the Skittle game?
Mate, I don't know. I was filming everything.
We pulled the speculum out.
It was a lot for me to take in. Like, you remember everything, but I'm like, Skittles, they were caning, I was holding a phone, you made me get closer and film him sucking Master's dick, which I did.
After the Skittle game, I strapped my cock on. So my strap on, and then
there was a lot that happened. It's very hard for me to remember all this.
So while he
it was a pink cock,
beautiful pink
with
cock.
Some purple patterning on it.
Yeah, beautiful pink cock.
And I would say it's about the size of an average dick.
Yeah. So what do you rate my pegging skills out of 10?
Oh, you were very gentle at the beginning to like get him into it. I don't think
he was a bit sensitive, I think, because he had fucked himself the night before.
Yeah, because he was a bit tender, I think, on the inside.
He was tender.
Towards the end a little bit, like, you picked up pace. Yeah, no, I think he really enjoyed it.
This was the only part of the session where he said banana because it was getting really intense after I was going quite hard pegging him.
It didn't look like you were going that hard, but to be honest, I've never had anything that big in my butthole. So, like, if that was in my butthole, I'd be like, nah, tap out. I would tap out when the tip tried to go in.
Mm.
I think he took it really well. Yep. And I don't think it wasn't like a rabbit kind of movement. Like, you know, so I've had some jackhammers in the past, some rabbits.
Yep.
Like, guys, I want to make this clear. Do not be a jackhammer in the bedroom. It is not pleasurable.
The vagina actually feels a lot more the slower you go.
Yeah. Like, it's great to be able to mix both slow and fast up.
Go slow and then go fast and then go slow and then go fast. That rhythm makes me go crazy, and I think people just got like go as hard and fast as they can because they've just been programmed by porn, and it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. I also want to note, because you used a lot of lube.
I did use a lot of
lube. It wasn't just like a spit and stick situation, which I think a lot of guys think is the way that you put something in an ass, or you just spit on it, rub it, shove it in.
Wetter the better.
Yes.
Where
so there was a lot of lube used and a lot of patience and a lot of understanding and nurturing. Yeah.
Like, is this okay for you?
And wait, we need to point out, because I didn't actually realise this was the best position for starting anal, because I was one of those vanilla anal virgin people, because I kind of still am. And I'm like, oh, the only position I've ever seen in porn is doggy position up the ass, which you're saying the best position to get started in is with the person who's receiving to be on their back with their legs up.
You want them to be on their back so they can fully relax and just like let their legs spread. It's just the best position for the body to relax into it and feel into it. And you want to go really slow. You don't want to just stick something in there straight away. You want to massage the anus for a while, and the anus and the gooch and the balls, and let the butthole open for you. You do not want to force anything in there. That is the absolute worst thing you can do.
It's the same for females, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
males, listen up. Just because you got a tool, you don't need to just shove it in the tool shed.
Yeah. So if you if you're a guy and you're having sex with a woman and you're in doggy style and you're like, ooh, her butthole looks delicious, I would love to do something with that. Because I know you've probably experienced it, like in doggy position, the guy goes to put his thumb in your ass.
Got so many of them.
I think the majority of women who listen to this would agree that use some spit and just like hold the thumb there and massage around, but always ask first.
No, guys, try not to ask. Their way of getting consent for shoving a finger in a girl's asshole is by shoving it on the outside of the asshole, or creep it kind of forward. Like, they've got both hands on your butt cheeks and then one is kind of coming in closer to like your butthole with the thumb, and it's kind of like a little inchworm crawling its way in closer to the butthole, and then it touches the butthole and then you feel like a little rub and you just like move the arm. Like, no. Like, dude, who do you think you are? Like, I don't want you to do that. If I wanted you to do that, I would take your hand and guide it there myself,
or
I would literally say, can we do this?
Yep.
Not because you want to shove something in my asshole, it's because I want something in my asshole.
I think consent is key. If you want to do something in the bedroom that you haven't clearly communicated beforehand, it's so important that you ask first. A lot of guys are scared that it'll take away from the moment or that it'll kill the vibe. But I think they just say that because they don't want the girl to say no.
Yeah.
So they just go ahead anyway. But what they don't understand is a girl will be turned on, remain horny, and get even more excited when she's asked if it's okay first, because women really value safety. They need safety and trust in the bedroom in order to open up, let go, and have fun. So always ask first. And you don't have to be like, oh, do you consent to me sticking your thumb in your ass? No, you can be like, oh, babe, like, your asshole is like
juicy looking.
Just be like, would you like me to rub your asshole? Or like, would you like me to play with your ass right now?
I don't know, but it brings me back to the time that I was having sex with this Brazilian guy. And he slapped me in the face mid-sex. And I was just like, if you do that again, I will literally fucking hit you. I'm like, you do not just slap someone in the face.
No.
And he's like, no one's ever said no before. And
probably
I'm like,
because they're in shock.
You didn't fucking ask me before you slapped me. Like, I can imagine if you didn't ask me. Guaranteed he hasn't asked any other girl. And there are a lot of females that aren't assertive and can't stand up for themselves. And these guys think that it's okay to do that. And they think that it's acceptable, because there are a lot of females out there that are taken back by like very intimidating, narcissistic, controlling men that are dominating through physical power.
And a lot of women's stress and fear response is to freeze.
Yeah.
Or to fawn. Mine is to fawn, which means I'll pander to the aggressor and I will do what the aggressor says for my safety, to keep myself safe. I broke up with my ex last year, so communicating bedroom boundaries and limits and what's okay and what's not okay has been something that I've had to learn very recently, because I started dating again. And it's the best thing I ever learned for myself. And it's the best thing I've done for myself, being able to communicate that beforehand, because then you get to filter out a lot of, I guess the first word that's coming to my head is dickheads, or like guys that just want to use your body to masturbate.
But you also, you're meeting a different level of males that I am when it comes to men in the bedroom, because we're both single and I will use Hinge or Bumble. And these poor guys on these apps, they tell you that they're into like kinks and that they're into like, what, I like it rough, I'm into BDSM and stuff. And I'm like, oh, My first response is, holy fucking shit. After all the stories Chloe's telling me, no, I'm not into that, bro. Like, I'm not into it. But their idea of BDSM is
rough fucking.
It's not even rough fucking. It's like choking and slapping, spanking the ass. And I'm like, you fucking pussy cunt. Like, what the fuck? I thought you were going to, like, pin me against a wall and try to peg something in my, like, butt or, like, or electrocute me or, like.
Don't give them any ideas.
No, I'm not. These guys, they're a bunch of fucking pussies. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, if you think that's what it is, you have no fucking idea. So even after me saying that, they're still not going to go out and try it. And if they do, it's going to end in probably them going to prison because you're on a different dating site to me. So you're matching with people who have fetishes because you enjoy this in your personal sex life, like a lot of kinks and fetishes, whereas I am not really like that. So
yeah, so
your boundaries are completely different to mine.
Yeah, so the dating app that I would use, I'm not on there now, but it was Field, which was more of a kink-friendly dating app. So a lot of people that would go on that platform were kink-friendly and understood the importance of consent and communication of boundaries before entering the bedroom. And I think on Bumble and Hinge, there's no talk about that. It's like, let's meet up and fuck and that's it. But I think pre-talk is like foreplay. If you have a pre-talk before the bedroom, communicating that, yes, this particular activity is okay, during the playtime, that activity could then become a no and you need to respect that boundary. Just because it was a yes before you started and then during it, it becomes a no, that needs to be respected. I think it's important to say that, like, what I do for money and what I do in my private life is very different. Like, I wouldn't do the type of session that we did on the weekend with someone that, like, I'm sleeping with. And I think that's just because I really need to be emotionally close with someone and I need to really, really love them to be able to do that sort of stuff with them because it can give you the ick very easily. Yeah. Like, if you're not in love with them and you're sticking something in their ass and they accidentally come out dirty, like, for me, that would make me turn off them forever.
See, for me, I would be like, oh, shit. Like, same thing would probably happen if you stuck something in my ass. So I'd be like, yeah, it's a gravy. Like, it is what it is. Like, I wouldn't be probably as icked out as you.
Yeah. So what I like in my personal life is very, like, tantric, passionate experiences that, like, play – it's like sex magic, playing with
– let's not give them ideas.
playing with sexual energy and, like, visualization and imagination during sex.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
Play. Yeah, it's a whole other topic, a lot of breath play because I did – I was trained in sexual tantra. So that's what I'm genuinely interested in. So
people don't know about that, but we'll go into that on another episode because that's a whole episode on itself and, like, manifestation and everything and the shit that you can do. It's great. Yes. We've got some blogs on Cherry D TV. You should check them out. Chloe wrote them.
Yeah, but I like going for kink-friendly people because I know they're open-minded and I know that they're up for experimentation, which is very much what I'm into.
What you like.
Experimentation.
So overall, from the weekend.
Yeah.
Gone. My experience was bloody brilliant and I would do it again.
And now you see BDSM and dominatrix work in a whole new light.
Only if you had another client that was like the toy that you had on the weekend, I would partake. I don't think I could do someone who had a really, what's that, like, sadistic kind of...
Masochistic
kind of... I think it all comes down to them as a person and the energy that they're carrying.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of people come into BDSM sessions for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I feel like Toy was coming in for a bit of an emotional release. Mm. And then other clients will come in just to get their rocks off. And the feeling of those sessions are very, very different.
Yeah. So I'm open to voyeurism apparently now. Yeah. And only if you pay me because you're taking my sanity. And I am a very great videographer and photographer.
Yes. You are. If you want
to capture footage. Yeah. But let's cut to it quickly because Toy did suck dick, like I said earlier, and he sucked it pretty good. But you gave him a demonstration first of how to suck dick without teeth. You had to make this clear. There were no teeth involved. And I was like, oh, shit, that's how you've hit. No, I'm just joking.
Yes.
No teeth. Take notes.
Yeah, so I was on my hands and knees with Toy, like showing him up close and personal on how I wanted him to do it.
Yep.
And then as Toy was sucking Master off,
yep,
I was pleasuring Toy, and they came at the same time.
Yes, that's what you wanted. They did. Yep. And I didn't have to see cum.
Beautifully orchestrated.
It just went straight into the back of his throat, and I was like, fuck yes, no cum involved in this. I didn't have to vomit. I didn't have to gag. But I got some really great video shots because I was up close and in there around that one.
With everything that we've said today,
yep,
I think the takeaway is...
it wasn't as bad as what I thought, but I think that you made it a very great experience, and Master also was very considerate to it being my first time as well, and everyone in the room was considerate to Toy's needs.
Yeah.
And that I would do it again, and I've definitely become open to a lot of things, and it was so insightful to watch the anal practices and everything that you did. I was like, fuck, I learn a lot. We really need to do some videos on this because I feel like there's a lot of people out there that need to see these educational videos, and I won't let anyone stick anything in my butt unless they learn from Chloe first.
What people should take away from this is to, number one, have a pre-talk about boundaries and what's okay, what's not okay.
Yep.
Set up a safe word, whether that's banana, Mercy, Skittles.
Pineapple.
Red.
Bread?
Red.
Oh.
Or bread. Toast. Imagine if your safe word was toast. Toast. Always ask before you do something.
Yep.
I think we said that. Consent.
Clean your asshole.
Clean
yourself first.
Good hygiene.
Wear gloves.
Use condoms.
Oh, condoms too. Yeah, I forgot about them. Wrap your toys. That is a whole other episode on its own. Wrap your toys and the reason why we're sticking protection on toys. Well, that was awesome, and that was my session. And like we said, follow us on TikTok or check out Chloe's blogs on Charity TV. Next episode, I think we're going to touch more on consent and be a part two from this.
We're going to teach you the four different types of consent, which I think enthusiastic consent is the only consent, and we will debrief about that next episode.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us. Catch us on socials.
Bye.
Bye.